Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting sixth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Zisk is chasing the ball. Thornton rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field. Zisk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zisk. Carty moves to third. Pruitt moves to second. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zisk. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 1 in the game. Date hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duffy scores. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bocht. The throw from Downing and he is out, Orta applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Duffy strikes out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Date hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Date. The throw from Downing and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lemon fumbles the ball. That's an error on Lemon. Date goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen strikes out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardi strikes out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kendall strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pruitt moves to third. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Date hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pruitt scores. Duffy moves to third. Date moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Silvio Martinez now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zisk moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Bocht moves to second. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Kendall moves to second. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Date strikes out. 1 out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kendall scores. Duffy moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. It's 8-1, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Duffy scores. Kuiper moves to third. It's 9-1, Indians. Don Kirkwood now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bocht. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-3 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Zisk moves to second. It's 9-2, Indians. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-3 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.